All right, so welcome to the Deep Drive, everybody. Today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of AI crypto. And buckle up, because things just got really, really interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. In the past 24 hours, the whole landscape had shifted.
Yeah.
Investors are, well, they're scrambling to make sense of it all.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about a 10% drop in the AI crypto market cap, just like that. And there's one name on everyone's lips, DeepSeek. Have you heard of this thing yet?
DeepSeek. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's more than just another AI crypto project. You know, it's like it's a fundamental challenge to how we think about like developing AI in the first place.
Yeah. So let's unpack that a little bit for our listener. DeepSeek, this thing was created by a Chinese company, Highflyer. They're known for their quant trading. You know,
quant trading.
Yeah,
that's basically using like super complex algorithms to figure out investments.
Exactly. A lot of hardcore math going on there. But here's the thing that's got everyone buzzing. They built this incredibly powerful AI model. And get this, they did it for just $6 million.
$6 million. Seriously, that's like less than some Hollywood movies spent on catering.
I know, right? And that's exactly why everyone's kind of freaking out. I mean, we're used to hearing about these billion-dollar AI projects from the big guys like Google and Meta, Facebook, as it used to be called. But DeepSeek is basically proving that you don't need a bottomless pit of money to play in this field anymore. So
it's a real game changer, that's for sure. And you can see in the market, you know, NVIDIA, the guys who make those graphics cards everyone needs for AI, they're down, what, like 11%. And even Microsoft and Meta, they're feeling the heat.
So DeepSeek is shaking up the whole tech world, not just crypto. But what does all this mean for the AI cryptos that have been, you know, running the show so far?
Yeah, so some of the big names are definitely feeling the squeeze. Render and Virtual, two of the most popular AI cryptos, they're down over 13%. FET and INJ, they're not doing great either.
Ouch. Yeah, it sounds like a bloodbath out there. But there's one thing that's really got me scratching my head. TAO, another top five AI crypto. It's holding steady. Why is everyone else panicking? And TAO is just like chilling.
That's a great observation. I mean, it's definitely unusual. Maybe TAO has something, some sort of secret weapon that's shielding it from all this craziness.
Okay, we'll definitely have to dig into that a little bit later. But first, let's get back to DeepSeek for a minute. How is it actually changing, like, the rules of AI development? What's so revolutionary about it?
Well, for one thing, it takes a totally new approach to natural language processing. You know, the way computers understand and generate human language.
Mm.
DeepSeek is getting accuracy that's almost as good as GPT-3. And that's one of the, like, most advanced language models out there, right?
So it's performing at the same level as these big, expensive models, but it costs a tiny fraction to make.
Exactly. And that's got everyone rethinking the whole cost-benefit equation of AI.
Mm.
Maybe all those billions of dollars, maybe they weren't really necessary after all.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting for our listener, especially if you're invested in AI crypto, because suddenly there's this new player on the scene, and they're changing everything.
Yeah, investors are scrambling right now, trying to understand what it means for their holdings.
Mm-hmm.
Do these established AI cryptos still offer something special, something DeepSeek can't copy? Or is this the start of a whole new era where cheap and efficient is all that matters?
Big questions. So let's jump into that. What are some of the ways these existing projects could adapt and, you know, actually thrive in this new landscape?
Well, one option is to embrace the DeepSeek model, focus on developing their own cost-effective solutions, maybe explore new funding models, open source collaborations, or even like team up with companies like Highflyer, the ones who are like pioneering this leaner approach.
So it's not necessarily about going head to head with DeepSeek, but more about learning from what they've done and adapting to this new reality.
Exactly. And for investors, this is a good reminder that diversification is key. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially in a market as crazy as crypto. Spread your bets and, you know, stay informed about what's happening.
Solid advice. But what about the people who are really interested in TAO? You know, that one crypto that seems to be ignoring all this chaos. Should they be feeling confident, or is this like the calm before the storm?
Well, to understand what's going on with TAO, we need to dig a little deeper, figure out what makes it so unique. And that's exactly what we'll do in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a quick break.
All right, welcome back. So before the break, we were looking at how some of these AI crypto projects might adapt, you know, with this whole DeepSeek thing happening.
Yeah, it's like adapt or die out there, right? Tech moves so fast. If you can't keep up, you're toast.
It's true. And, you know, even if DeepSeek itself, like, fizzles out, maybe it's got hidden problems or it just can't scale up. It's already changed the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's made everyone rethink what's even possible with AI.
Okay, so DeepSeek, maybe it's the wake-up call the industry needed. Like, hey, you don't need to spend billions to make powerful AI. So where does that leave TAO? That's the one that didn't even blink when DeepSeek came out.
You're right, TAO is definitely interesting. Holding steady while everyone else is freaking out. It seems like there's something fundamentally different about TAO, something that sets it apart.
All right, so let's break that down. What's TAO's secret? What makes it so special?
Well, see, a lot of these AI crypto projects, they're all about just developing the AI model, making it better. But TAO, they've got a bigger vision. They've built an entire ecosystem around their AI, and it's all integrated with this decentralized blockchain network.
Decentralized blockchain network. Could you maybe explain that in like normal human language?
Sure. It basically means that TAO's AI isn't controlled by any one person or company. It's spread out across a whole network of computers, so it's more secure, more transparent, and, harder to censor.
So it's kind of like instead of a traditional company with a CEO calling all the shots, it's more like a cooperative where everyone has a say.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And this decentralized structure, it gives TAO some real advantages. First, there's trust, because the AI isn't controlled by any one entity. Users can be more confident that, it's not being manipulated or anything.
Yeah, that's a big deal these days with all the worries about AI bias and, people using it for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. And second, this decentralized approach means more collaboration, more innovation. You've got developers from all over the world contributing to the TAO ecosystem, building new apps, expanding what it can do.
So it's like an open source community where anyone can bring their ideas and skills to the table.
Exactly. And this open collaborative model, it's completely different from how companies like, say, Google or Meta do things. They're much more closed off, keeping their secrets close to the vest.
Okay, I get the whole decentralized thing, but how does that actually translate into value for users? Like, what can you actually do with TAO?
So TAO, they're all about collective intelligence, using the power of the crowd to solve tough problems and make better decisions.
So it's like crowdsourcing, but with AI as the brains of the operation.
Exactly. For example, they have this prediction market platform. Users can share their knowledge and make predictions about like future events, whatever. And the AI algorithms take all that data and, they generate forecasts.
Sounds pretty cool. What else can you do with TAO? Any other interesting applications?
Definitely. They're also working on things like decentralized governance systems, where AI can help communities make decisions more efficiently, more fairly. And they're looking into using AI to personalize education and healthcare, tailoring content and treatments to each individual's needs,
Wow, they're really thinking big picture, using AI to tackle some of the biggest challenges we face.
Yeah, and that's another difference between TAO and DeepSeek. DeepSeek is focused on building a really powerful AI model, but TAO is more about creating a whole ecosystem, one that can use AI for good,
Yeah.
to benefit society.
So it sounds like TAO isn't trying to beat DeepSeek in terms of like raw power. They're taking a different approach, one that's more about transparency, collaboration, social impact.
Exactly. And, in the long run, that might be what attracts investors and users. In a world where people are getting more and more worried about AI ethics, TAO's focus on responsible development, well, that could give them a real edge.
It makes sense. People want more than just brute force computing power. They want to know that AI is being used for good, that it aligns with their values.
Absolutely. And I think that's why TAO is holding strong, even with all this market craziness. Investors are seeing their unique value proposition, their long-term potential.
All right, so TAO seems to be doing okay, but what about the other AI crypto projects? The ones that are, struggling to keep their heads above water, what can they learn from TAO's success?
I think one big lesson is that it's not enough to just build a better AI,
Yeah.
You need to create a story around your project, a vision for how your AI will actually benefit people.
So it's not just the tech, it's the narrative, the story you tell about the tech.
Exactly. And that story has to resonate with people's values, their hopes, their fears.
Okay, so you need a good story. What else can these projects learn from TAO?
Well, collaboration is key, right? TAO has shown that by embracing open source development, by building a community, you can attract talent and resources from all over the world.
It's about creating a movement, not just a product.
Yeah. And in a world where AI is becoming more accessible, that kind of grassroots support is going to be crucial for success.
So let's bring this back to our listener for a second. We've talked a lot about TAO, DeepSeek. But what does all this mean for you? How can you navigate this crazy AI world and make smart investment decisions?
Well, first things first, do your research. Don't just buy into the hype, you know? Take the time to really understand the tech, the people behind it, the project's long-term vision.
So don't chase the quick buck, think long-term.
Exactly. And remember, crypto is volatile. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose. Be prepared for bumps along the way.
High risk, high reward, but also, you know, potentially high losses. So do your research, invest wisely. What else?
And I think it's important to stay informed about the ethics of AI, you know. As this technology gets more powerful, more widespread, we need to have conversations about how it's being developed and used.
So don't just focus on the technical side. Think about the social impact, the potential consequences, the big questions about what it even means to be human in a world that's increasingly shaped by AI.
Exactly. And remember, you have a voice in this conversation. As consumers, as investors, as citizens, we all have a responsibility to help shape the future of AI. Make sure it benefits everyone.
Great point. We're not just watching this tech revolution happen. We're a part of it. We have a role to play in shaping its direction. Okay, so in the last part of our deep dive, we're going to explore some potential scenarios for the future of AI crypto. Will DeepSeek live up to all the hype? Will TAO continue to thrive? Stick around to find out.
And we're back for the final round of the deep dive.
All right, so let's talk about the future. What does all this mean for AI crypto going forward? We've got DeepSeek shaking things up with its crazy low development costs. And then there's TAO with its focus on like collaboration and ethics.
It's a wild ride, that's for sure. It's like we're watching a high-stakes poker game. Everyone's trying to figure out the winning hand, but the rules are still being written as we play.
Okay, so let's play out some scenarios, shall we? Let's say DeepSeek actually lives up to all the hype. It's just as powerful and versatile as those billion-dollar AI models, but a fraction of the cost. What then? Do all the other AI crypto projects just, like, disappear?
I don't think they'll vanish overnight, but they'll definitely need to adapt, right? Remember TAO. They've already carved out their niche with that whole decentralization and community thing.
Yeah.
Others might need to follow suit, you know, emphasize what makes them unique, or maybe even find ways to collaborate with this new wave of cost-effective AI.
So maybe DeepSeek shaking things up could actually be a good thing in the long run. Kind of forces everyone to up their game.
It's possible. It could lead to a burst of innovation, you know, more diverse approaches, and ultimately a more exciting and competitive AI crypto landscape.
Okay, that's a pretty optimistic take. But what if DeepSeek, what if it's all smoke and mirrors? What if there are hidden problems or it just can't handle real-world applications?
Well, even if that happens, DeepSeek will have left its mark. It's already changed how people think about AI. It's shown the world that you don't need a mountain of money to create cutting-edge tech, you know. That could inspire a whole new generation of developers and entrepreneurs.
So DeepSeek, as the spark that ignites a wave of innovation, even if it doesn't become the king itself. Interesting. But here's another thought. What if DeepSeek wasn't just a lucky break? What if there are other low-cost, high-performing AI models out there just waiting to be discovered?
Now that's a thought. It's exciting, but also a little bit, you know, unsettling. If DeepSeek is just the beginning, then we could be on the verge of, like, an AI explosion. Imagine a world where anyone with a laptop and an internet connection can access powerful AI tools.
Yeah, that would change everything. But it also brings up some big questions. What happens to the balance of power? How do we make sure all this tech is used for good?
Those are the conversations we need to be having right now. And not just among, you know, governments and big tech. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI, making sure it benefits everyone.
Absolutely. So listener, we're going to leave you with this. The future of AI is happening now right in front of us. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. The choices we make today will determine what that future looks like.
That's right. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.